On page Chavav, Chavos Avreichim, the Rebbe here is saying that, look, once the floodgates of his rakshas are opened, because that's the tachlis of Avodas Hashem, which we'll talk about how to do that, at least beginning for the next parak. So the Rebbe is telling us that obviously once there is that hisrakshus, so obviously there's going to be the danger of when is the person misragish, under what circumstances is he misragish, and once there is that excitement when a person's bechlal a misragish, obviously the hisrakshus can pour into things that are not necessarily Kedusha b'tahara. The person who's excitable and the person who's emotional, just as he could be excited and spirited in his davening, in his learning, in his avodas Hashem, he could be very emotional and very easily excited when it comes to things that are not holy. The bottom of the last paragraph on Chavav. He says, we can't make the mistake to think that it's going to be possible to guarantee. In other words, to put the in the hands of each person strong and powerful way to make sure that he'll never be misragesh from lower things. From things that are not holy. And that each and every person will be able to turn on this rakshas davka for what? For things of holiness. Which that would be wonderful. If the only time you'd be misragesh is for things of holiness. Machshavosav titoharna v'kulo yala bilahav hayira v'ahava. That a person's thoughts should become entirely purified, and one will be rise in a flame, a pure flame of fear and love of Hashem. There's no guaranteeing any of that. There was once, by the Baal Shem, there was a very great and famous person. There was somebody that came to town that was known as a great person, and they asked the Baal Shem Tov, how does one really know whether somebody is an Adam Gadol or he's not an Adam Gadol? How does one really know? Ki roitzim heim lisois al kankana. Because these chassidim wanted to get an idea of who this person was, this visitor. Was he really a great person, or wasn't he? The Baal Shem Tov said, if you want to find out, go and ask him for an Eitzah. How is it possible to be completely freed? What can one do to become entirely free of all inappropriate thoughts, of all pnius and bilbulim halay taivim, of all confusing and inappropriate thoughts? What's an Eitzah for a person to become completely rid of all that stuff? And if he gives you an Eitzah, as Yedu Shemruma Hu Ha'isha, then they know that he's a phony. If he tells you that he has an Eitzah for you to get rid of all these thoughts, of all Bilbulim, if he says that he has an Eitzah for you, then that's a simon that he's a Meruma, that he's a phony. That means, that means that he's not the Adam God. Because there is no Eitzah, there is no practical advice that anybody could give another Jew how to become entirely free of any machshavas, not to ever have wrong thoughts. Nobody can give an Eitzah like that. There's no Eitzah like that. Like avoid tmidisi. There's no gimmick. There's no gimmick. There's no kunz. But someone could tell you that if you do this, you know, if you do this, then you won't have any of these thoughts. There's no such thing. You want to know if he's an Adam Gadol, if this person, if you ask him, he tells you that it's an avoda tmidis, There's a constant struggle, a battle throughout the course of your life, every minute to be on guard and to work at this. So then, Kula Hai is an Adam Gadol, then he could be an Adam Gadol with everything else. But if someone says he has an Eitzah, every Thursday at 4 o'clock in the morning, you go under the ladder and you say Kapitel Kuf Mem, you know. If he has an Eitzah for you, or some kind of a school, it's a simon that he's not an Adam Gadol. He says, "Rak avoda tmidus he kol yemei chaya ish kol echad lefi matzav." Each person in his matzav that he's in, everybody's in a different matzav. There's no generic eitzah how to free oneself of these machshavas. What a person grew up with, his environment, how he was conceived by his parents, whether his parents had, God forbid, impure thoughts. Whether or not he was raised with saying proper brachas, and whether or not, while the mother was pregnant, was she looking at the wrong things? Was she listening to the wrong things? Everybody's a different matzav in this world. How they came to the world, and all of the, and therefore each and every person has his own avoda to work on this, and within the context of his avoda, of course, there are things that he could do to try to help, but there's no Eitzah. There's no Eitzah that this is the Eitzah how to get rid of thoughts. Va'avoda hatmidis hazois yikras kol olam hazeh. And this constant avoda is that which is most precious in this world. That's the preciousness of this world. That's the tachlis of being in the world. This constant avoda of a person. The tachlis metzias ha'adam vayhi. And it's the tachlis of being in the world. Whereas a person thinks that there's something wrong with him, that he has these machshavas. And why is it that none of his friends have these machshavas? He's the only one that has these machshavas, as if he's got some sort of a machine hooked up to each guy. You know, to see what's going on in his thoughts, just because he has his eyes closed and he's chuckling or something. It's the metzias of a person in this world. This avoda is the metzias of a Jew in the world, and the tachlis of his being in this world is this struggle. Ki lo tachlis zeh b'roya Hashem. If Hashem's Baruch needed another malach, he would have left you in Shemayim. Apparently, the Baruch Shem has enough malachim, and he wanted you to be in this world and to be in this avoda. And that's the tachlis why you were created. La avoda tmidis, sha'ila al avoda samalochim. And this avoda tmidis of a Jew is oila is greater than the avoda of the malochim. Sha'ain lahem yetzahar v'avoda kazu. They don't have yetzahar, and they don't have this kind of avoda. V'ayin tanya chelik aleph perchav zayin. Shirach letzadikim gemurim ein shum hir hara. Eila b'ham b'shum pam. The Tanya, of course, speaks about the different madregas, and he says that only those who are tzadikim gemurim, those who are a little bit familiar with Tanya, know that the madrega of a tzadik gemur is something which is mamish beyond our understanding. And that person, who's a tzadik gemur, has reached the madrega, the level where he doesn't even have a hir hara. There's not even the slightest tremor of a bad thought. Not even the slightest hira that begins even in the heart. And not only a tzadik gemur, but even the beinoni never allows, even with the Tanya, and the Tanya says each and every one of us can be a beinoni. That's the whole tachlis of the first chelik of Tanya, which is really sefer shel beinonim. That's really what he called it, a sefer shel beinonim. We call it Tanya because it begins with the v'raisa, but he called it sefer shel beinonim because the whole tachlis is that a person could be a beinoni, and that's kikar v'lech ha'davim ha'oid b'ficha b'levav chalasai, so that every yid can reach this madrega of a beinoni. And he says that he says v'loy lebeinan v'lohem he avodasam lid chais ulegarish kol hira sha'ilu b'am chasa sholem. But the Tanya says that a beinani, the whole avoid of his life which is really a madrega that a Jew can reach in this world. Tzaddikim Gemara Zatani explains that there are Jews that are born with certain neshamas, that have a certain capacity, a certain netiya, those neshamas. Our avayda, the avayda of each and every Jew, kikar elach adav amayid, is the avayda of a benoni. And the main avayda of a benoni, the Tanya says in Sur Meirah, is to drive away and to push away and to hold back. His entire life is a constant avayda with constant vigilance and a struggle to push away. Lidchais legarish kol hirsh aylu ben chasham. And Lemaisi says that a Benoni doesn't have any bad thoughts. But it's only because of constant work. It's not because it's easy. The Benoni doesn't have. And Lemaisi, each and every Jew, the Tani says, the tachlis of Avodah is that he should not have thoughts that are, besides, of course, not talking about Dibur Naisa, to say the wrong things or to do the wrong things. That's for sure. But even machshavas, but that doesn't mean that there's an eitzah. What's the eitzah that he could become free? It means it's an avoda to me. This is entire life. Lidchayis lagarish kol hirish aylo bem chasa shalom b'chol d'chiyah shemad chayu machshavta es kafiyah sitra achra. And each and every time that he pushes this away, and he overcomes the Yetzer Hara, it's a Skafya Sitra Achra. He's fighting to suppress and to hold back the Sitra Achra, the other side. Ubisarusa de la Satis, Arusa de la Eila. And when the Baruch Shalom sees that the Jews are filling the tachlis of his life, which is what? It's Arusa de la Satis, an awakening from below, meaning a Hishtadlus, and he's trying hard in his life with his kaiches. That awakens in the Sarusa de la Eila Viskafya Sitra Achra de la Eila. Then he's able, then the Baruch Shalom helps him, and the Baruch Shalom pulls away for whatever time the Baruch Shalom has deemed appropriate based upon that person's avaida, because B'derech HaTeva you can't do it. Then Hashem will hold back the Sitra Achra from bothering you for whatever time that is. But it's only because of an Isarusa de la Sata, because from below here in this world with your Avaida, your Doicha, you're struggling against the Ra. Then a Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring about an Isarusa de la Eila, a higher awakening, when Hashem sees that that's your Avaida. And then you can have some time where it will go, that it's even possible that you shouldn't have to work with the Chiyas and fighting for a little bit. But that's only because you're in the battle. Ayin Shom Lachain Ritzaneinu Bezehu. So what's the tachlis therefore of the sefer? What is it that we're shooting for? Lachain Ritzaneinu Bezehu Rak Lahakil Es Avaydascha Lecha. The tachlis is to try to make it easier for you. I'm not coming to tell you that I'm going to give you a way to have a hisrachus of Kedusha, to be excited about holy things, and to be completely cold and distant when it comes to things of unholiness, of impurity. I'm not going to tell you that that's what's going to happen. But I am telling you that my rutzin is lahakil es avaydascha lecha, to make your avayda an easier avayda, to lighten the burden of your avayda, to give you a mahalach in the struggle. A way. And had to soften it to make it easier. And you will see that with God's help it will become much easier. Because once you are able to ignite that feeling of excitement and longing when it comes to the avodas hanefesh, when it will be ignited, mimela that will penetrate, it will seep into your midas, it will seep into the evarim, to your midas, into the limbs of your body mamish. V'gam heim b'lahave kodesh yiv'aru. And then even the limbs of your body will be inflamed. In other words, he says that through a Yisrakshus HaNefesh, the Yisrakshus HaNefesh will have a tremendous impact on what? On purifying your body as well, that your body becomes, your body becomes caught up in that fire and becomes used to Dvarim Shebekdusha. In the Slonim HaSvarim, you see that he talks a lot about, and he's from his fathers and his grandfathers, he talks a lot about Emunas HaEvarim, that a person who becomes Murgal in Kedusha, a Jew who throws himself into Kedusha, it reaches a point where he's become so conditioned in holiness that the very limbs of his body resist something that's impure. That he's a natural, his entire body becomes naturally inclined to Kedusha. And the limbs of his body want to do the Ratzon Hashem because they're so influenced by the structures, by what the Rebbe calls here the fire of the Nefesh that penetrates into the Midas, where a person gets used to reacting in a proper way, let's say, something that he doesn't like. His entire life he's angry and he acts up and he loses control. When a person becomes a Misragesh and Avodas Hashem, even though the Rebbe says it's going to be a constant struggle, it doesn't mean that it's going to be taken away from you, that struggle, but through long, intense Avodah and his Hisragshus and Avodas Hashem, you will see that it will become easier for you to control your Midas. It will become easier for you to express emotion when it comes to positive things, to holy things, instead of acting like a nut every time you get a, you know, something doesn't go your way, and losing control. And you will see that even though you will have, of course, from time to time, thoughts, things that are not good, but it will become weaker. As your excitement over holiness increases, which is what the Sefer is about, as your davening is more b'hislavas and your learning is more b'hislavas, then you will see that the hirhurim in your side of you, the negative begins to wane. It gets weaker. It's not as strong as it used to be. The kaychas, your kaychas are being channeled to something which is positive. And over time, the Yisrakshus, when it comes to Tumah, becomes weaker and weaker. Layala b'chol kach chayzik. It won't, when you'll have, of course you'll have those negative thoughts, you'll have hirurim, times, there'll be things that'll happen, but it won't come in such a fierce way. It won't be with kol kach chayzik, lo b'chol kach azaz kivishayin, it won't come with such an azaz or such a chutzpah. You'll still have the hirhurim, but the way that they'll attack you will be in a gentler and softer way. It won't be with such violence, and not only in terms of the intensity, but af hakamus shalhem tismayit, it'll come less often. There'll be less of that. For loyal urak lefahamim, once in a while, there are certain hirhurim. A person of Chalal, even if he wasn't thinking at all about anything, even if he didn't see anything, that's like it says in the Svam, Zichur Magid, other tzaddikim said that, since that's the tachlis of a person's avoda, only there are certain tzaddikim, like the Tanya writes over there, that like David HaMelech says, after years and years and years, it's libi chalal bekirbi, that he reached a madrega, that his heart became completely rid of all hirurim. Otherwise, as the Mezitcha Magen, other tzaddikim said that even a person is the biggest Baal Avaida, that from time to time, the Baruch Shalom sends him such a thought. It's not his fault, even though he wasn't looking at anything bad, he wasn't watching anything, he was completely, completely in Kedusha. But from time to time, he gets a little, you know, a little broadcast of something, because that's the tachlis of his Avaida. But it won't be as intense, and it won't be as often. Obviously, if a person, the Rebbe is not speaking about a situation where a person is seeking Hirhurim Rahim, that's not what the Sefer is about. He's talking to young men or old young men who want very, very badly to reach higher madrigas of Kedush and Tahara. Obviously, if you subscribe to certain magazines and if you also have, cable, and the rest of that stuff, that means that you're paying money to have Hirhurim Ra'im. Yeah? You have a subscription to Hirhurim Ra'im. And that's something that not only are you trying to avoid, but you actually, you know, you pay for. You pay for in this world, then of course you pay for the next world. And that's something, I mean, in other words, step number one is get rid of all the junk. Obviously, he's not addressing a person who is part of that confusing world of, you know, of trying to be a Bal Madrega, you know, in the morning and in the evening, being, God forbid, watching, looking at, and being involved in Dvarim Pchusim and going to the wrong places and putting oneself in those matzavim. Which I told you a few months ago that one of the chevra, one of my svadish, had told me that he heard a chacham bashing once on the word bachur. Bayom, he says, Bayom chacham ubalayla rasha. That's the vegetarian's bocher. Bayom chacham ubalayla rasha. So if a person sits in the whole day, he's steiging, and he's got the Gemara here, and he's got all kind, he's got a Rambam, he's got a Reb Chaim, and he's got a Biki Vegas, and the table's packed, and he's got his pen, and he's got four different color highlighters, you know, and it's got, like, he's into it, and he finally got to the highest shear, he's all excited. Good. I mean, it's Gewaldig, and so then he's wondering that how come it, he does, as he's lying there after he turns off the television, he's wondering, what's the matter with him after all these years of learning in Biki Vega? How come he still has such horrible thoughts? And how come he's still knighted to do such disgusting things? And he still didn't put the remote control down on the night table in his thing. He still has the remote control in his hand. So in Maladabra, I mean, we're not talking about someone who's trying to fool himself or is fool. He's not fooling the Rebbe for sure, not. He's not fooling the Rebbe Shalom. We're talking about the safest for a person who wants it, doesn't mean you're holding by it. Because right away, everybody here feels like just closing the safe and going home. So, it's not a person holding by, but it means that l'kalapachas, you want to be by that madrega, and you want to at least to be able to chip away at the stuff in your life that's killing you. And we're looking for aces from the tzaddik, that we understand that if our avodas Hashem is with more hisrakshas, if we can get more excited about davening. And the davening, oh, it was a long time ago. And the davening will mean more to us, and we'll have more of a simcha in our avodas Hashem. That each and every one of us who's here right now is hoping that over time, with hard work, that we can become, that we can reach the madrega where these things become unimportant to us, and that we're able to get rid of these things, and that we all want. And I'm sure that every single person here who's zeicha to be married and have children and grandchildren, everybody wants that their children and grandchildren shouldn't have to deal with these things. There isn't a person here who, I mean, even though I have to say that I've heard some people, not from the shul, but I've had conversations with Jews who have told me that there's nothing wrong, that's normal. But everybody here once would like that their children and grandchildren shouldn't have to go through all kinds of crazy machshavas and have to deal with all kinds of crazy things, and that we want our children to have a life that's pure and it's straight. Everybody wants that for their children. That's one reason it's Pollock. So then if you want to, like, why do you send your kids to certain camps, and why do you send your kid to... So they were so confused, and a person could say that he's thinking, you know, but his kid's going to go to a co-ed camp, and he's going to be the one kid in the 80-year history of that camp that that wasn't into that stuff, you know. You're going to have that one, like, he's a nature freak. you get the one kid that's a nature freak in the whole history of the camp. He doesn't want to see anything, just butterflies. Girl walks by in a bathing suit, no, it's not for me. So it's hard to say what people are thinking. But I believe that Munish Shleim, that when you get a person away from his friends and you talk to him, be'emes, and it's, you know, you talk to him between Hashem Hu Elokim's and Yom Kippur, you know, like between 6 and 7 of Hashem Hu Elokim, you say that. You want your kid, like, what are you? So you say, well, I had that, so I want my kid to, because it's important that he be challenged and he become a mensch. No, no, no normal Jew says such a thing. So, in the confusion of the 6 days of the week and of the other 352 days of the year. So a person could say such an Irish kite that listen, it's normal, it's natural, the kid has to learn. I have people that tell me that you know, it's not good because I'm worried that if my kid doesn't spend any time with girls, so then maybe he's not going to know how to get married and be married. You're like, this is a gewaltige head start everybody got, you know. It makes your marriage so terrific now that you have, you know, a good 5, 6, 7 years under your belt of all kinds of tumma and hurum, that a person comes into his marriage, he's got a whole file in his head of different things to refer back to in his mind. Hashem Yirachem. And you know, intelligent people say these things. I've had conversations with people. Oh, no, I'm worried that my kids. I'm worried my kid's not going to be able to have a normal marriage. So. You have a normal marriage? Maybe your wife's normal, but she doesn't know who you really are. She doesn't know shaykhus to who you are. That was a behola that yet I had something. I had to go somewhere yesterday to the certain Indian, a mias, terrible Indian. This guy, he's got a whole other life. He's got this wonderful wife and these terrific children. They're like, you know, a beautiful wife, beautiful kids, and he has like a whole different life that she doesn't know about yet, right? Somehow, that's what he thinks, that she doesn't know. And he's got this whole other life, this whole alter ego. And the only reason it came is because something happened between him and another person, and it came out this crazy stuff. Crazy stuff. It's a whole other life. So a person, you understand that a person has to, when a person says v'taher li beinu la'avdecha be'emes, that's the beginning of our avodas Hashem, that we want to be be'emes. And as I said, when I said a minute ago, that everybody wants their children. So I mentioned many times over the years that Reb Tzaddik says the pnimius ha'av be'bein, that if you want to know in life who you really are and what you really want to be, it's what you want for your kid. If you want that for your kid, that's who you really are. The Tzaddik says, "Pnimius ha'av bebein." If you want that for your kid, that means that's who you are. A person should make a cheshbon nefesh of what that means. What you really, really want for your child, be'emes, not narishkat, but when it's v'tahel yibein, when you're thinking straight. That's really what you want for yourself. It's just that you might have given up on yourself because you already figured it's, you know, whatever, it's too late and I have so many habits like that. But for your child you want. So who wants for the, who, anybody here wants that anybody wants, God forbid, that your son should have to be messed up with all kinds of schmutz and pornography and junk and internet and to be in bad relationships and to be in a marriage where every time him and his wife disagree, he goes back in his mind to all kinds of filth and he goes watching his, you want that for your sons? Is there anybody here, God forbid, that would want such a thing for his son? It's only dimyanis that a person thinks that it's not going to be by my kid because, you know, because he's learning 45 minutes a day Talmud Bavli, you know. So it's not going to be by my kid because I sent him to yeshiva. And always in this poll, how parents will send a kid to yeshiva and they think, like, that's it, everything is okay. Send him to yeshiva, you know, put him on the bus in the morning, come back at night, and he's going to come out like that guy, you know, that guy, the nature freak. Who ended up going to the best yeshiva and being like real firm and everything. Of course, he doesn't want him to be that firm, to turn out like that guy, because that's not normal. He wants him to be like a little bit firm, not so firm that he wants to learn all the time. It's very hard to pick exactly nowadays, isn't it? It's very hard. Like, you know, if they have a catalog that everybody gets, like when you're married, they give you a catalog. Like, what do you have in mind, you know? When I was in Yerushalayim a couple of weeks ago, to have this story, you know, when you go into Meir Sharm, from Gulam to Meir Sharm, there's a store that they put label on yarmulkes and on baseball hats and on t-shirts. They have the rest of the yarmulkes and you could put on the whatever, all that. I don't know how he makes a parnassah just doing that. Alright, that's a cash and usual in general. Like, what kind of parnassah is that? I'm not sure how that works, but I mean... So there's this one... There's one that says on a baseball hat that says, I I got into brisk, but I learned in the mirror. The baseball, like, I want you to know. I got into brisk, but I learned in the mirror. And all the, so a person has to pick out from a catalog, like, you know, what do you want your kid to be? I want my kid to be, like, I want him to go, like, to, you know, to Shalavim. I don't want him to go to the mirror, because then he might get very, very yeshivish and then, like, want to learn for a couple of years. I want him to go to Shalavim, then come back, maybe get into a very good shir in YU with very, very chashuva guys, and, you know, marry, you know, a girl, and then he says exactly where the girl went to, and exactly, you know, map out, and then if something goes, like, different along the way, Latoiv, I'm saying Latoiv, it goes different. The guy gets, like, bent out of shape. Like, it went, you know, it went different. And sometimes it doesn't even get as bent out of shape, and goes, God forbid, the other way, Lara. When it comes out that he didn't turn out to be that Gevaldige Shalavim boy that became one of the best YU boys, which I'm sad. That's saying it's a beautiful tzur of a Jew. That's fine, but I'm just saying you can't plot everything out like that. It's not like you put a program into the computer. I want it to be just like this and just like this and just like that, and I don't want there to be any major pitfalls along the way. Therefore, part of my program is that my kid does go to movies, and we do have a television, but I press the button that says he's not going to have any bit here hurim as a result of all of that. And then when you find out that, you know, when you find some stash in your kid's things of junk, of schmutz, then you can't figure it out that something went wrong with the computer. How did this happen? I didn't program my kid for that. I programmed my kid like the one down the block that was beautiful and everything was great. And he went, as if those kids don't have all their milchamas and all their struggles. And if you ever bother to talk to any of them, they'll tell you the truth. But usually people don't do that. They just figure, they see a certain surah. Oh, this is nice. I like that. That's the same thing when it comes to Namir or Brisk, when it comes to Bubba from Bells, whatever it is. Whatever you program me, you can't just send your kid to school in the morning and think, and that's it. And you put him on the Belzer bus, he comes back at Belzer Chassid. Look at that. It's gewaldic. Because the bus says on it, Chassidei Belzer. You know, so you think, I put him on the Belz bus, he's got to come back at Belzer Chassid. 30 years from now, he's going to be a Heiser Belzer Chassid. Lav Davka. And even though he might wear the uniform, it's Lav Davka. Just because it says on the bus, Belz, doesn't mean he's going to come back like that. And all the avoider, what it means, and you have to want for yourself. And I told this guy yesterday, you're so into all this schmutz with clubs and filth. You think and you think your kids don't know? He says, I know for sure my kids don't know. He says, that's absolutely not true. Like it says in the Gemara, Eloi chazi, mazlai chazi. They don't see with their eyes, but their neshamas know what their father is. 100%. Your kids and their neshamas know who you are. You think they don't know? You think the Olam Habas, we then Neshamas, they don't see every single thing that you're doing? Every single thing you're doing. And what the Svarim say, that all the Machshavas of our father are Mashpia on the children? Every thought that you have is Hashpa on your kid. Every single thought is Mashpia on your kid. L'toiv, l'chasos, l'nat, l'mutav, not good. Every single thought. But I have, my kid's a great kid, and I saw a lot of great kids that came out from fathers that are not great. That's not your business to get involved in the Rebbeinu Shalom's secrets of neshamas and how he brings neshamas into this world, and what the schus of us that you might have, that you have maybe heilige zaydis and babas that are doing all kinds of things, and you're causing all kinds of crazy stuff in Shemayim, that they can't be b'menuch because they're taking care of your kid because you're not taking care of your kid. And we don't know these things, and we don't know what that void of each and every of that child is going to be when he grows up and what he has to deal with. Our avodah is to be Yosef HaTzadik, finished. If a person be'emes wants, and he's davening, and he wants the tahel yibenu l'avdocha be'emes, even if you yourself think, all right, I'm not holding by these madrigas to get rid of these things now, and to, I don't know how, but a person wants, at least you want your kid to be that way, it's a siman that that's what you want also. And that's therefore there's no reason for us to walk away from a sefer, God forbid. We want our children to be Kedoshim and Tahirim. We just think that they could be Kedoshim and Tahirim, even though we put them through the same stuff that we went through. Even though we know that we are far from Kedoshim and Tahirim. But we think that somehow the kid is going to end up like that. The kid's going to end up like that somehow. I mean, there are some Jews that they don't learn, they don't know anything about, so that they don't have any Hasagas of Kedoshim and Tahirim. I guess they want, just their kids shouldn't eat treif and should marry a Jew. Okay. There are people like that, I understand. But not if you're learning and you're coming to learn Svarma Kadosh, you're certainly not like that. You're not in that thought that you just want your kid to put on tefillin and you don't care if he's up to all kinds of stuff. Everybody wants that the kid should be tzaddikim. So that's what he says. He says, young man, it depends on you. The more you increase your avaydus hakaydish, but avaydus hakaydish with his galus anefesh, as we're learning about, and we're going to learn throughout the kuntras, throughout the same meaning, avaydus hakaydish with his srakshis, with excitement, with passion. That's done. As a result of that, he says, Eichius v'kamus yehurecha halaytayfim tismaatna. Then the intensity and the amount of the negative thoughts will decrease. It will decrease. It will become diminished. Not only that, elegam b'shosh ezehirhu yoiz lidrech al miftan mechachiv libcha. Not only that, but when it happens, that a certain thought will have the nerve to tread upon the threshold of your mind and of your heart, when he'll have the chutzpah, because he's not wanted there. Hihurim roim, negative thoughts have to know that in your mind, in your heart, he's not it's not wanted. A person has to make it clear to the Yetzer Hara that it's true. Sometimes you make a dent in me. Sometimes you get in, but I don't want you here. I don't like you here. It's not like a person has a sign on his head: all bad thoughts are welcomed in this place. I mean, you have to have a sign that says there's a mechah, like that they should, that the side of Sitrach shouldn't have a chazak. You know, when you everybody here learned a little bit, you know, in Bava Basra, the dinim of chazak and the dinim of a person making a mechah, that we know that if a person is not living in his house, that it's possible for somebody else to take over his house if he's not there for long enough time, and he could be in trouble because there's nobody, there's no muchzik over there. You don't see anybody that's living in this property. So we know, therefore, in halacha, that there's nini, that a person has to, at least, if somebody tries to go live there, that you have to make a mecha. You have to protest. You have to protest in order to see to it that nobody takes over your property. It's the same thing in Avodas Hashem. It's the same thing in Avodas Hashem, that a Jew has to protest, has to be angry, and has to make it clear that the Yetzer Hara doesn't belong with me, that these here don't belong in my life. So at least, he says, if a person, at least as a result of the Avodah we're going to work on in this Sefer, it'll come to a point where what? That when a person, when a hero, when a bad thought has the chutzpah to come, because it has to be a mechutzif, because you don't want that. And only a mechutzif goes where he's not wanted, right? That's why they have, people want to go to some fancy, if some shlub shows up at Studio 54, I don't know if maybe they reached higher numbers than right now. It used to be called Studio 54. If a person comes, so they say, who are you? What are you? Right? You can't walk in. Are you a chashuv person? Are you friends with Michael Jackson or somebody like that? That you're a chashuv that we can let you in here? So they don't stand let you in. There are bouncers standing over there. These goons, they're standing at the door. If somebody wants to come in, doesn't belong, they don't let him in. They don't let him in. They bounce him out. And if he gets in, they throw him out. So when a person's an Ovid Hashem, the Eitz Sahara can sometimes get in, but there are bouncers, and there's a sign, not welcome, you're not welcome here, and you fight against it. And even the Rebbe says that occasionally, if somehow a bad thought has the chutzpah to try to make its way, because that's what it means, when you're not invited and you try to go anyway, that's the biggest chutzpah. Crashing a party, only mechutzav crashes a party. That's mechutzav. A mechutzav goes where it doesn't belong. That's the definition of chutzpah. They're all different subsidiaries of chutzpah, but really the meaning of chutzpah is where you go someplace where you're not invited. That's a mechutzav. You don't want it, don't go there. So if the Eitz Sahara has the Aziz Panim and the chutzpah to come a little bit by your mezuzah to try to get into your life, he's not going to be able to hang around there. You're not going to let him stay there. He's not going to be able to defile your veins and your brain and of your heart. He's not going to be able to defile you. Rak berega drisas raglin zahamisham. The moment he puts his filthy foot in your mind and in your heart, it's almost like without you even realizing it, the bouncer comes along and grabs the shagits by his neck, the meshukas, the filthy one by his neck, the Yetzer Hara. because you're avoid Hashem, you're an avid Hashem, the emes, will be kas, will be rash, and angrily, and with the tumult, my shlichei harachig mimchok, metachve keshes, ad shvor my praktai, which means you break his neck, you shatter his spine. Even without your realizing it, because of your avodah with his rakshas, then what? Then your yetzer hatov is powerful, is strong. He's a bouncer. It's not stam. I like we talked to yetzer hara. I really don't think you should do this to me, sir. Please, sir. Please don't bother me, sir. That's how we talk to the yetzer hara. Please don't bother me. This. I'm so frightened by you, sir. I'm asking you again, sir. Please don't. That's not how. That's when your avodah Hashem is not with his rakshas. When you're a misragish over to Hashem and the Yetzer comes over there, you come like a bouncer and says, get out of here, and you grab him by the shagas by his neck and you throw him into the hole, finish, and you break him. Uluma Zemach Shobas Taharis Bechatis Rabbeinah Tisrabna Kabusam Sechas Kezna Mechusam Leirak Lefrakim Leirak Itzel Machshavi Hirokal, and the strength of your good Machshavis and the intensity of good Machshavis will be much, 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 much more. Not just like you'll have a little good Machshavis, Rak Machshavis Chazokas Rabbis Kufas Mechach Malimcha, you smile, your mind and your heart will be filled with strong and constant good thoughts. And Rotzen Chozak with a powerful will, Hamizbora Lefarmim Lahava Rabba Vahava. That will be sometimes mamsh on fire with a hava rabba, with great love, a hava sailam, eternal love, a toivloch, and your life will become a lot better. And so we're going to dive in downstairs because we've got some other chavra coming. They asked last week, it got a little bit crowded, so we'll dive in my shchaydish downstairs. Shchaydish.